He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
As the market awaits, as the market awaits tax reform, some kind of certainty, yes or nay, before the end of the year or next year, coming from the Senate. Sounds like we're online now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We had a little technical issue, technical glitch there, but hopefully you stayed with us here. Well, let's welcome again to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this November 17th. It's a Friday, and we're looking at just 5 weeks now, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Until the end of the...
Coming to the close.
Coming into the close of the quarter.
Home stretch.
In the home stretch.
Almost.
Coming into the close of the year. Well, let's see what's happening here today in the markets. You know, there was big news out of Tesla last night. Did it blow your mind?
I didn't watch it.
Well, then it didn't blow your mind, did it?
No.
You wouldn't even allow your mind to expand, man. I didn't watch it either. The House passes the GOP tax reform bill. You know what? I mean, every day as I rank the stories of the day, without question, the biggest driver of this market right now is tax reform and the tax cut, the proposed corporate tax cut from 35% down to 20%. Well, we'll see. The House has done their job. It would result in the biggest overhaul of the U.S. tax system in 31 years. It would reduce the number of individual in brackets, increase the child tax credit, abolish the estate tax by 2025. You better hope I live beyond that, Steve. Chop the corporate tax rate to 20% and make other tweaks aiming to make businesses more competitive. But there are warning signs as the focus in Washington turns to the Senate, the Senate's companion bill. So that's the big story of the day. That's what's driving the market. I will update my earnings forecast. You know, after all these companies have reported, Stephen, it'll be very interesting to see what that does to S&P 500 earnings this year.
Yeah.
Where was I at? Can you pull up last week's newsletter? And scroll down, I want to say I'm at $132 per share, something like that, for 2017 S&P 500 earnings. But what we're looking ahead to now is next year's earnings, and we'll see whether or not this recent quarter that was just reported will have any impact on those future earnings. Another tributary flowing into the mighty Mississippi called the U.S. economy. Housing starts top estimates in October. Housing starts came in at 1.29 million versus 1.19 million. You know, I am seeing people starting to spend money again. I think as we go through today's news, you'll see that they're even going to the mall again. What do I have for this year's numbers? 2017.
I'm still pulling it up.
$132 per share. That's aggregate S&P 500 earnings. And with an 18 multiple, well, now we look ahead to next year's earnings. That's what's critical. Housing starts top estimates. I think people are buying things. They're spending again. We have some earnings reports coming in today. One of our stocks is reporting, and they beat earnings, but the market's kind of taking it south a little bit here. Applied Materials popped this morning. AMAT. And now it's pulled back. In fact, it hit a new all-time high this morning of over $60 per share. But the market has kind of brought it back here a little bit. It's now down 67 cents since that earnings report. We called Applied Materials the $131. Yeah, $131. And next year, what are my estimates?
$146.
All right. So that'll be very, very interesting to see when I get done massaging today's numbers, where we're at on this year. But more importantly, will that 146 number, that's aggregate earnings for the S&P 500, go up or down since last week? And that, of course, will go out in my newsletter. And we're going to have that newsletter out early today, aren't we?
That's the plan.
As early as we can get the thing out. And I've already got my article in my head, and I know what I want to talk about this week. But Applied Materials was that stock I called the cheapest stock in the entire market, my favorite cheap stock, and it's up about 65% since I wrote that article back in March. Their earnings did beat last week. In fact, listen to this. You know, we've reported all these companies here this week and how much their earnings either grew or didn't grow by. Listen to the last four quarters of earnings for Applied Materials. What do they do for a living? Well, they manufacture deposition inspection and etching and cleaning equipment used in IC and flat panel display fabrication. In other words, they make the equipment that makes the semiconductors. Applied Materials is now a $62 billion large cap company headquartered in Santa Clara, California. You even get a little bit of a dividend there of 0.7%. But, Stephen, listen to these last four quarters.
Okay.
Four quarters ago, earnings were up 158%.
Wow.
Three quarters ago, earnings were up 132%. Two quarters ago, earnings were up 72%.
Wow.
And this most recent quarter, earnings were up 41%. So there's some deceleration there, but I still have a...
But I'll still take 41% in a quarter.
Yeah, and over the last 5 years, what have their earnings been growing by?
40%.
40. Okay, so let's just compare that with Intel. 10. Intel's been growing by 10%. Stocks follow earnings. Who's the superior performer? What has Applied Materials done over the last 5 years? Look it up on the app, AMAT. Let's see if that performance, let's see if Gunderson's theory of stocks follow earnings has any relevance here today on this Friday, November 17th. What is the five-year average return of Applied Materials?
For AMAT, we got 41.6.
No, okay, stop right there.
Per year.
Yeah, that's the return of the stock.
Yes.
And what was the earnings growth?
40%.
You see how they go right in line?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to say Intel's probably done better than 10, but it certainly hasn't done 40.
What's 17.
It? Yeah, 17. There you go. So all things being equal, if you don't take anything else away from this show at all, stocks, markets, indexes, mutual funds, they follow earnings. And just like we followed that rainbow here to work this morning, that pot of gold is at the other side where the earnings are. And when earnings are increasing, the stock is increasing. And when earnings start to flatten out, the stock flattens out. And when earnings start to decline, the stock starts to decline. So, you know, we have to also look for peak earnings. Maybe AMAT has put in four good quarters here, so I'll be watching the new numbers that come out on AMAT. Right now, the numbers for next year are $3.99 per share. It'll be interesting to see, like, by next Tuesday or Wednesday, where are those numbers at. And I will report back on Applied Materials. All right. We've also got Tesla. We've got to talk about Tesla when we... Is there a day we don't talk about Tesla?
Yeah, you know, someone actually complained that we talk about Tesla too much for it being such a bad stock.
Well, it's not a bad stock. What's its five-year average return?
Let's
on
see.
The app.
Let's
it's,
pull it up.
It's actually a return. It's given some pretty good returns on Elon Musk thin air that comes out of his mouth. What's the five-year average?
58%
per
year.
It's beat Applied Materials. So don't tell me it's such a bad stock. I'm just saying that
there's no earnings.
I'm waiting to see earnings, and stocks follow earnings. Eventually, those stocks are. You better produce some earnings. I know you put out a Roadster 2 last night, and I know you unveiled your electric semi truck at a highly anticipated event in Los Angeles. It goes 0 to 60 in 5 seconds, a semi-truck. How about that? How about earnings? When will they go from 0 to 60?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have a little bit of a glacial drift lower this morning in the market, and I think everybody, all eyes on the Senate now, huh? All eyes on, is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is.
Listen up, Rand Paul. Listen up, Murkowski. Listen up, Corker. We're counting on you, folks. They haven't come through. Don't forget McCain over there in Arizona. Let's not forget him. We need you guys to get together and unite here, or the market is going to top out if we don't get that corporate tax cut this year. Don't put it off for a year. We need it this year. And, of course, my target price is there on the newsletter. I have one for without the tax cuts, and I have one with the tax cuts, and there's quite a difference between the two. Well, it looks like Tesla's news is not really that exciting after all. The stock is up. Now, it's traded 3 billion shares already this morning, right? No, 3 million shares already this morning. The stock is up 1.4% after the big announcement yesterday. Tesla unveiled its electric semi-truck at a highly anticipated event in Los Angeles. Why do we talk about Tesla? Well, they're at the forefront of this whole car revolution. Isn't that fair to say?
Yeah. The Tesla, and they get a lot of, they get a little... A lot of news.
Well, he
make, generates a lot of
he
news.
He makes sure they get a lot of news.
Yeah, Elon. Everyone's talking about it all the time.
The Tesla Semi will accelerate to 60 miles per hour in 5 seconds. That's faster than my little SUV, huh?
Yeah, it is.
And with 80,000-pound load, will hit 60 miles in 20 seconds. The Tesla Semi boasts 500 driving range at a maximum load. That's pretty good.
500 miles, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
The vehicle takes 3 weeks to charge. No, the vehicle charge up to 400 miles of a range in 30 minutes. Well, you know, by the time
you're unloading stuff.
Yeah, by the time the truck driver goes in and gets a coffee and a hot dog, you know, and some donuts and refreshes himself and, you know, all this kind of thing. Maybe some of that greasy fried chicken coming out of those vats and things like that at the truck stops. That's about a 30-minute break. You come back and your truck is all charged up and you're ready for another. Now, let's not forget, we're going to need a mega charger network, right?
Yeah.
We're going to need a network across America of mega chargers.
Well, they'll probably just add it to what they have now.
Well, sure, they're going to use the infrastructure, but somebody's got to make the mega chargers right. And put them in and all this and that. We got notification from our landlord here where we rent that they're putting in 10 charging stations.
Hey.
One of them's reserved for Stephen's Tesla.
Yeah, yeah.
In his
10
dreams.
Years from now.
Yes,
yeah.
In his dreams, if they can ever deliver it. And then, let's see, 500 miles. There's also hints of a mega charger network. It will have 4 Model 3 electric motors. So what's the Model 3? Is that the first one?
That's the newest one.
Okay, it's going to have 4 of those motors and touchscreen panels in the cab on either side of the driver. I heard that the driver actually stands up, kind of.
Yeah, you can.
You can stand
There's
up
an option.
If you want. Musk highlighted that the Tesla Semi stands to be a game changer. Well, you know what? Everything he says is a game changer. It will blow your mind.
I mean, but he's kind of been right, right?
Not yet.
You don't think the Tesla was a game changer? The Model
yeah,
S?
Yeah, okay, for electric cars, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Due to its cost savings potential and driver comfort, he takes some shots at diesel trucks and claims that the Tesla Semi won't break down for 1 million miles. Won't break
wow.
down. There's also some solid points on the benefits of regenerative braking. In regards to cost, Musk says the Tesla Semi will cost $1.26 per mile to operate versus $1.51 per mile for a diesel truck. Well, 25, you're saving 20, what is that?
25 cents
per mile or every mile you drive. Production is, now here's the issue. Production is scheduled to begin in 2019. When will they start rolling them off the line? Then he had a surprise announcement.
Well, they're still ahead of the game, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
He announced it a weekend ahead of the game. A surprise reveal at the end of the event is the relaunch of the Tesla Roadster, the fastest production car ever made. The next-gen Roadster will go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds.
Under 2 seconds.
Hang on, baby.
Woo!
We're headed towards that rainbow down in Carlsbad. Wow!
And you can drive it for 620 miles.
And it'll max out at over 250 miles per hour. Now, where am I going to do that?
I don't know. I've
certainly
wanted to find those places where you can drive that fast.
Certainly not in downtown Encinitas.
No.
All right. Toyota ponders electric vehicle plans for China. Toyota says it will consider selling electric vehicles in China that are made locally through joint ventures. The strategy could help the Japanese automaker meet the tough new energy vehicle requirements in China. Toyota is expected to start mass producing electric vehicles. Now, this goes back to my theory. I don't think you make the money in Tesla and in Toyota. I think you make the money in the picks and the shovels and
suppliers.
All the exactly the lithium and the batteries and the components and the software and the security and the cybersecurity and all this kind of thing. The cameras. To me, that's where the money is made. And I have not really seen Toyota exactly be, it has not exactly been a screaming good stock here. Let's just pull up a symbol of Toyota. What is Toyota TM ranked right now in the Best Stocks Now app?
It's actually performed well as of late.
Yeah.
But let's see.
Yeah, it came out in June and has made about a 20% move since June. But where is it ranked in the overall Best Stocks Now app?
Hey, it's ranked number 210.
Okay. All right, then we need to be looking.
We got to look at it.
Yeah.
And it's got a value grade of A+.
Oh, well, then I need to check my valuation on that. That doesn't sound right. It also has a dividend yield of 2.7. Okay, well, I'll check. Remind me after the show to check my numbers there on it.
Update on Toyota Motors coming
absolutely
later in the day.
Yes, okay. Now, we've already got orders for his semi-truck. That's not you putting in an order, is it?
It's not me.
Okay.
I don't need a semi-truck right now.
Because if this job doesn't work out, you know,
hey,
you
yeah
can always hit all the pilot.
If I buy the first semi-truck, it'd be an investment because I could sell it later when
yeah
there's no other ones.
Yeah, yeah, go in the Smithsonian Institution. But
yeah,
you could just head east and hit all the pilot from the Flying J's all across America.
That's right.
If this job doesn't work out. J.B. Hunt Transport. Okay, they're a big one. They're a big guy. They reserve Tesla trucks. They placed a reservation to purchase multiple Tesla semi-tractors. I don't know when they'll deliver them.
How much are they going to cost?
I don't know that either. They haven't. You know what? That's something else you got to factor into that cost per mile is how much does the vehicle cost?
Yeah.
We have a lot
I think that's what they. I think that's what he
you
put
think,
into
do you
the
think
cost
that's
of the
included
mile
in the $1.26 per mile?
I would think so.
Well, okay.
Wouldn't it be included on the other side?
If we've got any truck drivers out there, we have a lot of clients that are truck drivers.
We do.
They hear us as they cross America through Minneapolis and through Atlanta and down in Florida, et cetera, Colorado or in Denver. If we've got any truck drivers out there, what is your cost per mile? I'm sure you know it.
And does it include the cost of the actual truck?
Yeah, exactly. And the maintenance?
I would think it does.
Everything?
Right?
Well, meanwhile, Bitcoin has gone from 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds. Bitcoin is now $8,000 per share. What's
that
symbol?
Didn't it get down to 5,500 over the weekend?
It did.
Wow.
Yeah, during the middle of the night.
That's a roller coaster
I'm glad
ride.
I wasn't trading Bitcoin futures that night. That would have been a rocky ride. Well, when we come back, we got to talk about DRAM. We got to talk about the Keystone Pipeline leaking. We got to talk about, look at these retail stocks. What does this tell me about the economy? This is really important when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Yeah. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where the biggest story in the market now will be the Senate. And boy, they're duking it out in the Senate, aren't they?
Yeah,
I saw Orrin Hatch and I don't know who the other guy was, the guy with the curly hair. They were going at it. It's just another tax cut for the rich. And it's on the backs of the poor. And, you know, it goes back and forth. And Hatch was going after him, and he was going after him. And, you know, it's the class warfare, I guess, game that goes on. But in my opinion, you know, when you cut the corporate rate, you make yourself more competitive. It's not right that Europe has such an advantage over us. They are taxed.
I mean, unless you want businesses to leave America.
That's what's happening. Exactly.
I don't understand. I mean, make it more competitive to keep them here, and that has more potential to help the middle class. And if the jobs are not here.
Yeah, if the jobs
at
leave.
At least there's potential.
Europe has an 18% corporate tax rate, and we're up around 35, 39% corporate, double what Europe is. That makes us very uncompetitive on the national stage. And why do you think a lot of companies and jobs leave America and go overseas to where there's more favorable tax circumstances? Well, the House has now passed it. It's up to the Senate. I'm seeing still, if anything, I'm seeing the economy accelerate here. You know what? When it's consumer confidence. Now, we've got the Christmas season coming up. Are most of you out there seeing your 401ks hitting new all-time highs?
Yeah.
If you're not, you're sitting in cash. Doesn't that do a lot for your consumer confidence? Are you seeing your stock portfolios hit new highs? Absolutely. And that creates a joyous, you know, type of spending type of mentality amongst the consumer. And I'll tell you where I'm seeing it show up. Housing starts, top estimates in October. Now, listen to this. This really shocks me, okay? We've got some earnings coming in today. Number one, Abercrombie & Fitch. Now, that is strictly a mall-based retailer, correct?
Yeah.
They don't have any freestanding stores. That stock's breaking out to new all-time highs today. Look at that chart on Abercrombie & Fitch, ANF, a $1.1 billion company that's probably in a mall near you.
Not new all-time highs.
No,
but
52-week.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, it was once $78 a share, and now it's $16. But look how it could never get through $15 per share. And now today with this move, the stock is up 27% today only. Now, I'm not going to buy it. No, don't get me wrong. But to
it is
me,
performing well today.
But to me, this is an indicator of the consumer, because I'm going to add more evidence. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, the evidence becomes even stronger.
Their earnings were up 1,000%.
Yeah, well, they were. They were 2 cents last year, and this year they're 30 cents per share. Their sales were up 5% year over year. And this is kind of a soft quarter, too. I mean, this is the fall quarter, I guess, back to school. What will really be telltale is this quarter that we're now in. And why is that, Stephen?
Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping, exactly. And, you know, a retailer like this in the mall, they make 80% of their earnings for the year during that Christmas season. And in fact, most of these companies in the retail, they have a year end of January 31st, not the traditional December 31st, because they want to include all the January returns and special sales after Christmas sales and all of that. That will be real telltale is how this Christmas shopping season compared with last Christmas.
Definitely.
But suffice it to say that Abercrombie & Fitch, their comparable store sales, solid quarter was underpinned on 4% increase in comparable sales. It smashed. It smashed the consensus estimate for a 0.3. The Hollister business, you know Hollister, right?
Yes.
They delivered an 8% comp in the quarter. Gross margins improved 80 basis points to 61.3% of sales. Now, looking ahead to the holiday quarter, Abercrombie & Fitch expects comparable sales to be in the low single digits. Well, they're guiding low.
Yeah.
So they're thinking 6, 7%, maybe 3, 4%. Well, we'll see. We'll know in February. We'll see in February and see how Abercrombie & Fitch does. Now, here's another one. Ross Stores, ROST, which has been a fabulous performer over the years. Tell me that's not a new all-time high.
That is a new all-time high.
It's trading 2.7 million shares today. Do we have a Ross around us?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Over by the Barnes & Noble.
Okay. All right. That's right. Right next door.
I like
door.
Ross.
Yeah. Okay. 10.2%. The stock is up today. It's up $6.67. Look at a 10-year record of Ross stores. You'd be surprised. This is one of the best retail stocks to own. I don't own any retail stocks. But this has been a 13 to 16% grower ever since they started. What has the stock returned over the last 10 years?
26.5% per year.
There you go. Okay, how about the last 5 years?
19.6%.
There you go. So Amazon obviously not taking a bite out of Ross Stores. What is Ross Stores ranked right now in the app?
As it breaks 343.
That's not bad.
It's up there.
I just don't like any mall stocks right now. But that's, you know, right in there. What kind of evaluation do I have?
It's only got 34% upside.
Well,
potential.
We'll see now.
We got to update it.
So you got a pen. I got to update Toyota, and I got to
update
Ross. Those two. Here, put it in my notes. Those two. All right. So Ross Store is hitting a new all-time. Now, wait a minute. I'm not done yet. I am not done yet. How about the Gap stores? Do we have an Old Navy around us? I don't think so.
Mission Valley is the closest one.
Do we have? We don't have a Gap stores either. But Old Navy and Gap stores, they've been around forever. Gap stores beats by 4 cents. They beat on revenues. This, to me, this is why this is so important. This is an indication of the strength of the economy. How can you be bearish on the stock market when you've got this strength in the economy right now? And from my perspective, from where I sit in Southern California, a guy who goes out, shops from time to time, well, you know, more traffic in the malls is an indication that the economy is picking up steam. I see the economy picking up steam here, not losing steam. Gap stores breaking out today. It is up 9%. Am I done yet? Well, we got to give a clunker. I've got to give a clunker. Williams and Sonoma. You know, that's with all the... I always go in there for the free Christmas tea.
Can't remember the last time I've
apple cider, mulled apple cider.
Sounds good.
Yeah, on a December 24th when I'm doing my Christmas shopping, you know, in the last minute, and they're offering free mulled cider with all those spices and everything. I'll go by there two or three times. Yeah. One time I'll wear a hat, next time I'll wear sunglasses, and the third time she'll say, I recognize you, get lost. That's the same with the beef stick lady. They recognize me. Here comes that Norwegian again.
Yep.
Get that guy out of here. He's just here for the free samples. Would you like a free sample? Well, who's going to say no?
Yeah, it's
you
free.
Know, at Costco, you can get away with it a couple times.
Yeah.
But the third time, they're going to nail you, and they're going to put your picture on the wall. Do not give free samples to this guy anymore. He's a free sample. We get those in our newsletter all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We? Yeah.
They come use back with the
alias
names. Different name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the same email address.
Yeah.
That's where we catch them.
Yeah. Well, don't give out any hints.
Yeah, sorry.
On how to get around it.
All right. Well, let's see. What's our best performer here today? Do we have anything performing? Yeah, Tencent Holdings. Look at Tencent Holdings again. TCEHY. NVIDIA's having a good day, correct? And I want to, when we come back, I want to talk about our latest options play and why we played it. Let's see how Tencent is doing. I'm seeing new all-time highs here on Tencent Holdings. TCEHY.
Yeah, chart looks good.
Look at that thing.
Yeah.
Can you believe this thing? Now, their earnings were up 42%. Their sales were up 62%. What's the five-year average return now on TCEHY in the app? Tencent Holdings has gone from $3 to $52 since 2010. What's
almost 52% per year.
Yeah, five-year
return.
Over
the last 5 years.
Okay, and what's it ranked right now?
It is ranked number 114.
Okay, you know, the problem with Tencent, there's not any earnings analyst out.
Right.
There's not any estimates out. Not do a valuation on the stock.
Your Wirecard is having another good day.
Really?
Yep.
That's the...
Up almost 3.5%.
That's the European version of...
From Germany.
Yes. It's German. It's Wirecard. It's the German it's the German version of PayPal, correct?
Yep.
Look at that thing break out to new highs today. It's up 3.2%.
And the symbol on that is WCAGY.
And we found it when we started adding European stocks to the app. We took the app from 4,200 stocks. How many is in there now?
55, over 5,500.
5,500. We added 1,300 stocks from around the world to the app. And one of the very first ones we found, well, we found Tencent a long time ago. we found Wirecard, WCAGY, a German-based company that provides internet payment and processing services, a $12.8 billion company. P.E. ratio is 4. 4. Wirecard, WCAGY, out of Germany. And we've got a lot of other ones. I mentioned that stock last week that is building charging stations all across Europe.
Yeah.
That thing's starting to break out.
Yeah.
Maybe it was because I found it and mentioned it on the air. I don't know. Well, when we come back, let's feature a stock.
All right.
You and I will choose one, okay?
Let's do it.
All right. This is Bill Gunderson. Steven Gunderson, get the newsletter today. We're going to be writing it. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. Hey, here's your trivia question of the day. What's the difference between the American League MVP for 2017 and the National League MVP for 2017? Stephen knows the answer.
I do.
What's the difference?
1 foot.
Yeah, 12 inches, right?
Yeah.
We had the tallest MVP in...
Major League history.
Yeah, in the home run hitter.
Stanton.
Yeah, Giancarlo Stanton. He's 6 foot six.
Yep.
And in the American League, Jose Altuve, my favorite player. I like the little guy. I like to root for the underdog. I've always been the underdog, you know. Altuve's 5 foot six.
Yep. He's tied for the shortest MVP of all time.
Who did he tie?
I don't know. They didn't say.
I'd have to think back on that one. Who else was 5 foot six? I'm sure there's some guy out there in Detroit that knows the
Maybe
answer.
Maybe like in the 20s or something.
Oh, we don't know. Some guy in Michigan knows the answer to that question. If you know the answer, who the other 5 foot six MVP? We had a guy in San Diego, Alexi Amarista, that was 5 foot five. And the coach used to rub his head. Get me a hot dog,
he
would you,
Alexi? He said he was 5 foot eight, but there was no way. He's shorter than Altuve. Yeah.
All right. Now, in this last quarter, I want to talk about probably the most powerful concept in market trading. The market and individual stocks. It's those earnings estimates, okay? And I'm going to give the tale of two stocks. First, I'm going to give you a sad tale. I cannot believe the downgrades recently in the prospects for Disney going forward.
Yeah.
Okay? If you go to Disney and you look up their projected 5-year growth rate over the next 5 years, I was shocked when I saw what it has been downgraded to. Now, I don't own the stock Disney, all right, D-I-S. Is it in the Dow? I'm pretty sure it is. I'm almost positive it is. There it is. It is in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But the analyst estimates for growth for the next 5 years is down to 6.6%.
Wow.
Is it. That's wow. It, okay? And what is my, in fact, up Disney. I couldn't believe I lowered my target price on the thing significantly, even though I don't own it. You know, I keep these big stocks.
144.
Current. And what percent upside
46 and a half.
Yeah. I like to buy stocks that have 80% or more upside potential. 46% gives it what kind of a value grade?
F.
An F. So, you know, I mean, it's like they've saturated the world with Mickey Mouse. You know, I like to teach the world to sing and Mickey's in every corner. And, you know, the growth is slowing down significantly. Look at the last two quarters, minus 5% in earnings, minus 2% quarter over quarter. And look at their sales over the last year. Absolutely flat.
Yeah.
Minus wow. 3, plus 3, 0, minus 3. Well, that adds up to minus 3, actually. Their sales are lower this year than their sales last year. Is Disney a best stock now? Where is Disney ranked currently?
It is not. It is ranked.
It absolutely is not.
Number 1,227.
Yeah, I mean, Disney, it's not a GE yet. Who, by the way, Jim Cramer said, I shouldn't have bought GE. He still owns it. He should have bought the app instead.
Yeah.
He could have got the app for $9.99 per month.
I think GE's in the free app.
Instead, he bought GE for $40 and now it's $20. How does Cramer buy GE? That makes no sense. Okay.
And write it all the way down like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, makes no sense. Okay, now I want to go to the other side of the coin. Stocks that are getting upgrades to their earnings estimates. I upgraded a stock significantly this past week because they reported earnings. And they won't report again until January the 23rd, but they knocked the ball out of the park. Can you look at Lam Research's most recent quarter?
Yes.
Earnings up.
Yeah, up 91%.
91. What was Disney? Like one?
Yeah, one.
And what were their sales
up? 52%.
Now, that's the kind of numbers I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's good.
We are up 106% in Lam Research since we bought it. It's a double for us. But having said that, this past week, I made a significant revision upwards to my price target. Why? Because their earnings estimates went up considerably. Do you know that this next year, they're looking for 46% growth in earnings again?
Wow.
That's year over year. What kind of value grade do I have on Lam Research?
A B. It has 80%.
Okay. Well, and it's gone up a little bit since I bought it.
Right.
Now, Zacks used to have a service.
It's ranked number 11 in the app.
There you go. Zacks out of Chicago, Ben Zacks. I had him on my show a long time ago. They had a system, 1 through 5. And if a stock like Lam was getting consistent upgrades by the analyst community to their earnings estimates, it would be a 1.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was getting consistent downgrades like GE or Disney, it would be a 5.
Okay.
So his theory was you just buy the stocks that are consistently getting upgrades to their estimates because it goes along with the theory that stocks follow earnings and stocks follow earnings expectations. And when those earnings expectations go up, the stock follows. Well, we raised our earnings expectations for Lam Research, LRCX. It's a $34 billion company. And we raised our target price by about $100, I want to say, or $75.
It was significant.
It was significant. And we also bought a small option on the stock. It was breaking out yesterday. For whatever reason, the chip stocks have pulled back a little bit today. It's down 1.2% today. But remember, an option is leveraged 10 to 1. So if a stock is down 1.2%, our option will be down about 11 or 12% here today. But we have until when on Lam? January? Third week in January? I think we bought the Januaries.
Yeah, you bought January.
Yeah.
I bought a different one.
Yeah, you bought
December.
The December. You don't listen, cheaper. You don't listen to the old man. That's okay. Well, anyways, there are two very powerful lessons there. Beware of stocks that are getting lowered expectations, where the analysts are lowering their expectations. See, I see it. My spreadsheet sees it. And you want to really take a hard look at companies that are getting revisions upwards to their earnings. Case closed. All right. Well, we'll be working on the newsletter today. We have 4 model portfolios. Are they having a good year?
They are.
The speculative account is up like 42% so far this year. The small cap is over 30%, I want to say. Or that's the ultra growth. And the large cap premier gross up about 21, 22% so far this year before my exorbitant fees that I charge. We've been opening up a lot of new accounts here. Our business, Gunderson Capital, if you did quarter, same comparable quarter, year to year, we're up 70% our business in the last 12 months, which would put us in the top 1 or 2% of all growth companies in America,
yeah,
Stephen.
Go.
Okay. Maybe the old man deserves a bonus here.
Yeah.
Do I get a bonus? How about an electric charging parking spot out there?
Yeah, there we go.
For my new Chevy Volt.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can get our newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about money management, give us a call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.